member of WildGamesProductions.com and D20Radio.com.
And we're back for another adventure, and last week we left off, and Delphin was about to... Delphin actually found that the chest was unlocked, and he handed it over to the braver party members to open the chest. And we'll reconvene from there. Go ahead, guys.
I will volunteer to open the chest up.
14 poison needles come out now.
Rock!
Okay, you see the chest is actually full of various items. There seems to be a small sack, maybe about the size of a hand... size that you can put in your palm of your hand in there. It's closed. Shut up. It's a bag, okay? A small bag the size of your palm, all right?
I will put the sack in my hand.
Okay. It feels like there's something in there.
I bet you would.
Sorry, it's already started.
Yes, I know.
I couldn't help it.
There is a book in there with some various writing on it that you don't recognize, Nigel. And there is some gold scattered about in here. There is a dagger, like a serpentine-type dagger, and there's a scepter.
I will remove the items one at a time and place them where everyone else can see them.
Okay.
On the floor.
And you see everything that he shows you except for the gold.
I'll gather those up and divvy them out.
I'll pick up the knife and check the balance. The dagger.
It's a ceremonial dagger.
Oh, okay. Put it back to him.
Do any of the
items radiate evil?
Hold on. What was that? You're going to pick up the scepter and do a Trask thing with it?
And I'll be Trask, king of the dwarves.
Okay.
Give me the rod.
Nothing really radiates anything evil when you try to detect.
Are there any symbols on the scepter?
No.
In the dagger?
No.
In the book, is it a magical language?
Yes. You can read it very easily.
Okay.
The front cover says, "The Destruction of the Book of Sorrows" by Edward Von Deff.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay, I pick it up and say, "Guys, this is this says The Destruction of the Book of Sorrows by Edward D. Deff?
Von Deff.
Oh, Edward Bond.
D-E-F, Def.
I bet there's just an issue of play dwarf inside of it or something. That's way too easy otherwise.
Well, perhaps we should finish our investigation and we can peruse the book while we
Trask,
rest.
While you hold the scepter in your hand, you feel very mighty and powerful. As if you were king of the dwarves.
Perhaps I should hold that for you.
He usually feels that way anyway.
No difference.
Are you expressing this to anybody else or keeping it to yourself?
You there, dwarfy one. Fetch me a drink.
He has a very weird accent now.
He's turned into Thurston Howell the Third.
Gilligan.
Do I actually feel like King of the Dwarves?
You feel like you're royalty.
That's odd.
Noblesse oblige and all that rot.
I honestly don't know how to react to that.
It's good to be the king.
you look at yourself thinking, and you're like, oh, you feel utterly disgusting in these clothes and you feel like you have to get better clothes.
Now, did he turn into a king, or did he turn into a fashionista?
He didn't turn into anything, as far as you know. He's just Trask with a weird voice.
Okay. Mm.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
Okay, I'm going to flip through the book while these guys are sorting that out.
You see,
I'm more interested in the book, but that's because I don't know how to react to being king of the dwarves now.
Okay, so there was the scepter, there was an athame, the book, and some gold. Was that it?
And there was a small bag, and it had something inside of it.
I will check that out.
You open up the bag, and out pops out what looks like a deck of cards.
No, put it back.
Putting that
put
right back in there.
I love decks of many things. Ragnar, will draw a card.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. It's not a deck of many things, but you draw a card anyway.
Damn. All right.
Oh, and now my soul's gone, and I have to fight the Grim Reaper.
You didn't need it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I will look at the cards, but I will express no interest in drawing one.
Okay. You see,
I'll just fan him out.
I'll let Leaf react to how what he wants to when he gets that card. I wrote him a message.
Oh, look, a card. Let me read this message.
The book Galvin is it basically is research, a research book. It's just basically cataloging things he's done to try to destroy the book.
So I can tell this guy's been in possession of the book before.
Yeah.
And I'll skip to the end. He obviously wasn't successful, but
No, it seems like his writing has gone mad, like Rupert's writing was. Towards the end of the book.
Uh-huh.
And you see he refers to very often some type of lab that he's doing his experiments in.
Hmm. Okay, I'll...
Does it say where the lab is?
It's somewhere inside the house.
God damn it. It's probably in that...
Probably in the basement.
Oh, jeez. Okay. You see Ragnar goes, woohoo, and he grabs another card out of the deck as Nigel's putting it away.
Then he dies, doesn't he? Death. Gets zapped to the elemental plane or something.
What do the cards look like? Like I said, I'm just kind of looking at them, but not drawing one.
Various moon symbols and suns and stars.
Oh, this one has talons on it. And where did all my magic items go?
Did you get that, Lee?
So wait, this... okay, so... Ragnar draws a card and it says draw two more cards?
Yes.
Okay, well, he'll draw two more cards then.
Okay.
I ask him what he's doing. What are you doing?
He's playing Uno, as near as I can tell.
That's what I was thinking.
Wait, the draw two more cards is the gesture if this is a deck of many things.
This isn't a deck of many things.
It's a deck of just a couple things.
Because he didn't know.
That means if it's the gesture, I'm pretty sure that's the one that steals your soul.
I thought that was the void.
Is that the void? What's the jester do again? Maybe that's the one that has 10,000 experience points.
While they're doing all this,
catapults up levels.
I'm actually going to pull aside the rug just to make sure there's not another trap door.
Whoa.
Down.
Okay, Ragnar is not drawing any more cards. The third draw is always the one that zaps you off to hell or something like that.
That is your third draw.
Oh, like, no. Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you so intent on those cards?
Hey, here, draw a card, guys. Awesome.
Leaf, that last one that you pulled out, you see there is a small bag appears in front of your feet.
Ooh, I'll take that.
And you see it's full of what I said.
Oops, I forgot to mute my mic before I took it. Sorry.
Is anyone going to draw, or is Nigel putting it away?
I think at best we put this away for now, and we can revisit its wonders at another time.
Okay.
Scared of a deck of cards?
Scared? No.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared of a deck of cards.
What you see as fear, I see as discipline.
Is Ragnar done drawing?
Oh, quite. I'm not going to gamble any more than that. As an aside, a long, long time ago when I was in junior high school, we had a music teacher who was very anti-Dungeons and Dragons, like Fruits of the Devil, all right? And so, you know, we'd always sit in class with our D&D books, like, open in front of our faces just to make her mad. But one day, she caught us playing poker with a deck of tarot cards, which we were doing on purpose just to irritate her, but oh, she flipped out on that one. It was quite glorious. And that's the end of the story.
Is anybody else going to draw?
No.
No.
Aww.
So,
come on, guys, just draw one card each.
Why don't you tell them what happened?
So, Elise, does he tell me to draw a card?
Yeah.
If he tells me to draw a card, I'll draw a card.
This is distracting us from our mission, friends. We must accomplish our goals. These are things that can be done when we have downtime.
Okay.
It's a trap!
It is. Ragnar had his soul stolen, and now he's trying to convince you guys to draw cards in order that your souls can be stolen, too.
Ragnar does look a little more buff all of a sudden now.
Yeah. It's all that healthy living. And,
He looks a little more...
So who wants to go in the tunnel in the basement that is barely 7 feet across and 4 feet high? That sounds like a good idea right about now, instead of deck of many things.
Let's check out that other hallway.
Now, I just want to move the rug that's in this room real quick just to make sure there's not another trapdoor underneath it.
No, there's no trapdoor.
Okay.
I'm in another Skype chat, and I'm like, God damn it, we just found a deck of many things.
It's not a deck of many things.
It's some kind of deck of stuff. Of things.
Only good things happen to Leaf is what I can tell you, because he won't tell you what happened.
Yeah. It's a deck of things.
I was trying to figure out how to say it in character. But yeah, Ragnar gained a bonus of 1 to his strength, got 200 gold pieces, and got a free escape from death from the deck.
You got a get out of jail free card?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Of course, that was probably in return for his soul or something.
We have a new meat shield, that's all I know.
Nah. Draw a card.
They're trying to get me to draw from the deck.
I will not be tempted.
Is Delphin drawing? Because he said that if he says draw a card.
If all he says cool to, kids. I will.
All the cool kids are drawing from the deck of many things these days.
Friends, I must insist that we...
You won't be cool unless you do it.
I take that the deck, put it back in the bag, and put it in my pouch.
Does that mean you took all the cards?
I have them and put them away. I've taken none of them and assumed ownership over none of them. I'm just putting them where the kids can't get at them. Up on the high shelf.
All right, Delphin, as you go to draw one, he goes, no! And he puts it in his pocket.
Aww.
I will gladly give you this deck to do as you will with it once we've accomplished our task, but this is important. We must do this.
Yeah, what if the deck gives him extra powers that will make it easier for us to accomplish our task?
What if it does something that slows us down or harms him? Then it lessens the chances of our successfully completing our mission.
I do have a weak spot for decks of whatever these are, but anyway, yeah, sorry.
Dude, if I wasn't playing a paladin, I'd be playing poker with you. But I've got to have some restraint, some moral. Gotcha.
All right. So, do you guys leave this room as it is now and go back down the hallway, or?
I think we should.
Yes.
Okay, you guys leave, and Galvin's still sitting in the corner reading the book. He's like, "What? Huh?"
Well, okay, I'll stand up and follow the.
Okay.
With the book open, but you know.
Has Galvin explained to us what the book is?
Nope.
Okay, well, if someone asks, I'll explain.
No one has asked.
Hey, Galvin, what's that book you're reading?
Okay, it's telling me how to destroy the book, or it's giving me... we need to go back down into the basement. Or in the crawl space.
Sweet.
There's a lab.
Oh. A lab?
Our mission's almost over.
See, if you listened to St. Cuthbert, we could have went straight down there right from the beginning.
I think we should... there's an upstairs, right?
Yeah, there's an upstairs. You just don't know where it is. How to get there, at least right now.
The stairwell?
Do you see a stairwell?
I don't know. Let's go back out in the hallway. Do we see a stairwell?
There's a doorway down the hallway. We haven't looked at yet.
All right.
Okay, so you go back down the hallway, and you swing the left.
Yep.
5, 10, 15, you see a door on your left-hand side, and the hallway continues and does go off to the right or straight down.
All right, let's keep going until we can see a stairwell, if there is any.
Okay.
Let's open the door. I just want to see what's there. I don't want to be surprised by something behind us.
Okay. You creak open the door, and you see the room is filled with empty jars. A lot of them are broken.
Hmm. Can we, like, is there anything in the jars? Are they completely, like, shattered, or are they just broken?
Most of them are shattered, as if someone bashed them.
And, are the contents of the jars on the floor now?
No. The room seems to be very dusty, as if no one's been in here in a long time.
Are they glass or clay?
Glass.
Can we see through the glass?
Yes.
Okay. Look, can we see what's inside the jars that haven't been broken?
They're empty.
They're empty.
Is there anything else in there, like work tables or anything like that?
They're just on shelves. It seems like shelves of empty jars now.
Hmm. Okay.
Galvin looks and says, simply says, it looks like it was a supply room for, like, spell components, probably. He recognizes it as something like that, possibly.
I say we keep down the hall to look for this stairwell, just to make sure we've covered all our bases before we go where we assume the lab is.
Sounds good to me.
You go another 10 feet, you can go to the right, down another hallway, you can keep going straight.
Well, let's look down the hallway to the right.
Yeah.
You see it, 5, 10, 15, 20. You see it goes about 30 feet, and then it T-sections off, going left to right. Or as soon as you walk down the hallway, you can go to the left, where you see a partly open door at the end of the hallway. About 70 feet down the hallway.
70 feet?
Yeah. No, wait. 40 feet. Sorry, I was miscounting the squares. I forgot I made them 5 instead of 10.
I say we go down and check out the open doorway. Partially open doorway.
Okay. I agree.
Sounds good.
You see that when you push open the door, you can either go straight to the left or to the right. There's a door that goes straight, and there's a door on your left, and there's a hallway on your right that goes 15 feet and turns to the left.
What do you guys think?
Head down to the left, check it out.
Okay. There is a door there.
Is it locked?
Are you going to try pulling on it?
I'll just, see if I can, just see if it moves or if the handle turns.
The handle does turn, and it seems like it could open.
All right, I'll open it and kind of stand back, push it open.
This room, when you peer into this room, is filled with skulls and bones.
Hmm.
As if it was like a tossing off area, probably.
It's full of bones?
Uh-huh.
So the owner of this house just has bones in his house.
It would make sense to you because bones are spell components.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
can we tell what
I keep that in my
are you gonna go in and look?
Sure. Like if they're human bones or if they're like animal bones.
Okay, go roll me a d6 when you go in the room and start searching.
Well, do they look like spell component? Like they would be in order, or are they like catalog?
No.
Like...
No, they don't look like that. No, I'm saying no to Terry's written chat message, which I'm not repeating.
I got a 5 on my d6.
Okay. You see that they are human for the most part. Jeez.
guys are terrible.
Galvin, you gonna go in the room or?
Sure.
You gonna search? Anybody gonna search or? Leave the room
aside
alone.
From me.
Sure.
I don't want to dig through bones unless I know what they are. So.
Okay. The dolphins
well, they're
are
human
comfortable
bones.
Poking around in the bones.
I'm not sure if we are indeed now focused on finding this lab. I would suggest that this might be a distraction.
Well, Corbin, I'm surprised you're not smashing them all.
These are not articulate skeletons, which are very possibly going to animate and come after us.
What if they like spontaneously assemble into a huge bone thing or something? That would be terrible. Never mind.
Well, Crispy, I mean, Trask walked in the room and they didn't spontaneously turn into skeletons like you're thinking, so.
I'll enter as well and kind of look around. I'll push the bones aside with my foot, try not to step on any of them if I can help it.
Well, then get out of the chat, Crispy. okay. Give me a D6 roll.
6.
All right, you don't really find anything of interest, and they just look like, you know, human skeletal remains.
All right, there's nothing else of real interest, obvious interest in the room?
No, just all the disgusting bones all over the place.
Do I get the idea of after reading some of that book that we found that the mage that had the book was he before the. What his writings before the madness took over his writings was did he could I tell if he was like an evil mage or necromancer kind of guy?
He might have been a necromancer from what you're gathering from the writings. He was using a serpentine dagger to sacrifice people for various ways to get rid of the book.
Oh, does it look like that we would have to sacrifice people in order to get rid of the book if we follow the steps in his book?
No.
Oh, good.
He moved on from that method.
Wow, I thought this guy was not a bad guy. I pretty much cleared Dodo.
Yeah.
I'll have shared my discoveries with the team.
Okay.
Well, now I'm interested in the gypsies down the way, because if they, like, they told us that their benefactor lived in the house. So, like,
I think they are influenced by some mind.
Yeah, I'm getting a Manson presence. Family vibe from them.
Yeah.
They're tripping on something.
Or at the very least, they're a Bacchus cult or something.
All right, then. I say we just go down to the basement.
Sounds good to me.
Were there any other rooms or anything we didn't check out so far?
There was a hallway that split into a T section that we missed.
You still can. If you leave this room, you could still go to the left, which would have been straight when you were looking down the hallway, to a door. Or you can follow the hallway that was to your right that went in T and went over to the left. It went 15 feet and then to the left.
Well, I'm thinking before we go into the lab, like I said, we should definitely rest because that could be where the best protected area or where we may find more evil menaces. So perhaps we finish looking around and then rest.
I totally need some spells.
Where do you guys suggest we rest?
Well, I think we should clear out this level and maybe check out the top level and then we can rest downstairs.
I have to have you guys roll. Everybody roll a d6 for this. Please roll.
I got a 1.
Dun, dun, 6.
I got 6. A 2.
I got a 3.
Okay, Crispy, I'm writing you a message, so your busy's on, which shouldn't be, but anyway.
Well, it'll pop up as a new conversation.
He's a popular guy.
He's talking to Trask Lover, I'll bet.
I'm in like three other Skype conference calls.
Do you still have your scepter?
Yeah, he still has
it.
Well, Crispy, get out of the other chat. You're playing a game at the moment. God.
That's why I'm on busy, so you guys don't hear it.
Very rude, Crispy. Very rude.
You have something you want to share with the class?
Yeah. Hey, Delphin, what's that in your pocket?
Is that Crispy talking or Trask?
That's for sharing with the rest of the class.
That's my Trask. Hand?
It's one of those buttons out of the bone ring.
What's in your hand?
Just showing my hands and saying nothing.
What's in your pocket?
I put my hand back in my pocket, my hand.
You will obey your king.
Wow.
I do a big deep bow and flourish and say, yes, my lord.
So this is the first sign that we all get that he's a king?
He says you will obey your king, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm king of the dwarves, guys.
I have no quarrel with that, but I think we should continue.
Okay. Where are you going to go, then?
Well, let's move over to that T-intersection there. Check that out.
You're going back, then?
Well, there was one place we didn't. There was one direction we didn't go in, right?
Well, if we go out this door, he's saying if we now look to the left, there's this hallway that ends in a door, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, let's go do that, then.
Or you can go straight, which will bring you down 15 feet, and you can go to the left down another hallway. Or you can go back to where you came.
Check the first left. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, you go about 10 feet. There is a door right in front of your face.
All right, let's open that up.
Okay. You, when you pop open the door, you see two figures huddled in the corner around a table, it looks like. Very small, as in they're probably Regnor's size and smaller.
I call out to them, ho there!
And you can't really see them as they turn around, and they just kind of...
Ready, yawn? Friends! Ready! Ready your blades!
You gonna attack, or are you gonna wait?
I'm gonna wait, but I'm in on a guard position.
I'm gonna back up.
So the room is dark, and my torch does not shine in there.
Are you shining your torch in there now?
That's a brave thing.
That's a brave thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You see these little furry, long beaked creatures would kind of resemble what a rat would look like.
And very long beaked creatures.
Yeah, they kind of look like rats with really long beaks.
It would resemble what a rat looks like if a rat had a beak.
Yeah?
They don't have wings, do they?
No.
Are they owl rats?
They hiss at you as they come charging at you with their claws in the air.
Close the door! Close the door!
Nigel?
Fireball them! Ah.
I will, if the one approaches, then I'll attack it.
Well, they're running towards you. And since you kind of surprise them, you get the first move.
Can you close the door?
He can certainly do that.
Maybe they'll get their beak stuck in the door, and then we can kill them at leisure.
All right, well, I'll shut the door then.
All right, you shut the door, and you hear a bunch of thuds and scratches and hissing noise.
I explained what I saw in case anybody didn't see it.
You see the door handle start to turn.
Crap!
Well, I'm holding it. Am I not able to hold it?
You can. You just feel the door being handle being turned.
If I let go of this, they're going to come out into the hall.
Are there any chairs or anything around?
No, but there is a small table that would be in the hallway to put flowers on or something. Hmm. Why do you want a chair?
Yeah.
Doors open into rooms. The door.
That's true.
This door opens up into the room, so.
Oh, it opens into the room, so you're actually holding it.
Yeah. I say we don't have much choice at this point. I mean, if they're able to open the door, we need to prepare for a fight.
Yeah, I'll draw my axe.
Well,
shield.
Ready yourselves, and when everyone's ready, I'll let go of it and then take a step back and
wait. Maybe instead of letting go, just push on it really hard to push him back. Then will they? Well, I don't know if that's.
If they're
strategy.
Able to turn the handle, then I have to assume they can. They're not necessarily on all fours. They're going to be pushed back if I open the door. I would think.
I'll let you guys, you fighter types, figure out the strategy.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Let's get everybody ready, and then I'll let go, and we'll ready to attack if they come charging out.
Yep.
Okay. D6, please. Who's going to roll your initiative?
2.
All right, you go first as you shove the door inwards, and you pretty much wait as you see them kind of fall and flop onto the ground, much like you guys thought would happen. And now it's your move. You can run in the room or wait.
I'll move in and attack.
As will I.
Yeah, I will.
How much space is there for melee there?
The room is 10 feet wide.
I got a 17.
17. Okay, you hit.
9 points.
Nice. One of the creatures dies.
Oh, goodness.
Who else is charging in?
Yeah, there's only room for one more person to charge in.
Yeah, I was going in.
Okay, roll.
And rolled a 15.
You hit.
All right. For a measly 3 points of damage.
Okay, he's still alive. Who's okay, going next? So,
do you think we could...
I guess maybe... I will.
Capture and question this thing?
Anybody have ranged attack? Because you're going to kind of...
No.
Two big, big tank guys in the way of you, so...
Yeah, I kind of figured that it would just be too much body mass in the way, so... I'm back there with Delvin, I guess.
Yeah, I missed on my attack.
Well, you wouldn't be able to hit anything anyway. The one rat will go for... Let's see. Nigel. And he misses with a claw swipe.
Okay.
Same. I guess you two are going to keep tacking.
Yeah.
Roll.
2.
Damn it, I got a 6. Go again. Oh.
I lost my 20. 11.
Nope.
14.
Hit.
All right. For 3 points of damage.
You kill it.
All right. Quickly scan the room. Do we see anything else rushing at us?
No.
All right. I think it's clear. I'm going to move into the room further. Investigate what these things were.
It's okay. You see, they look like they were kind of just standing there guard. And you see there's a door at the end of the room on the left hand, on the south side, that appears to be like a jail cell type door that heads into more jail cells.
Hmm. Very odd. Is it locked, the main door?
Yes.
Is there anything on the walls?
No.
Ragnar's going to search the bodies for keys and stuff.
Okay, let me see what you find here. Ragnar finds one key, and what else did he find? Each has a pouch with 5 gold in it.
Has anyone ever seen any of these things before? Does anyone know what they are?
No idea. Ragnar's going to toss the key to whoever it was that was trying to open those doors.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, easily you put the key in the lock and it opens up. Right. And you see that it leads down a small hallway and there's a jail cell on each side every 5 feet. And it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet down the hall.
Have Galvin come over and just kind of bring the torch closer so we can see further down.
Okay. I was going to say, do we hear anything coming from the hallway? Like any sound? Breathing or moaning, anything like that?
In the cell to the far left-hand corner, you hear...
Was there any light in here?
No. Other than what the two rat type guys had, there was a small candle on the table where they were playing cards.
Well, someone is obviously in need of assistance. I will move down the hall.
There,
I'll follow you with the
lamp. Appears to be in the cell across from the F cell, or the last cell. Mm-hmm. On the left hand side, there appears to be a figure in the cell across there that just seems to just sway back and forth. And let's see the middle cell on the right hand side. There seems to be another man crouched in the corner, just kind of help.
Does he look like the person we saw in the painting?
No.
I ask him who he is. The one that's crouching.
The
Delphin's picking the lock.
Oh, the key might work. I can try the key.
Delphin's still picking the lock.
All right, he doesn't really... He goes, I don't remember. I can't remember. He looks like one of the gypsies.
I'll check them both out for any signs of evil intent.
They're not evil.
All right, then we'll definitely try letting them out then.
Delphin, you do pick open the cell.
I'll try the key in the other one.
I'll move in and try to help the guy out. Lift him up, get him out of the prison cell.
So did both these guys seem to have the invisible aura?
No evil came from any of them.
Does the key open the other door?
Yeah, it opens all the jail cells.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll go in and offer him some water.
Yeah, I'll do the same. If they're hungry or thirsty, I'll get him something to drink or, look for some clothes if he needs clothes or something.
Be at peace, my friend. We're here to help.
The guy in the last cell that you're helping, Nigel, he seems very appreciative, and he takes the water and he gulps it down as if he hasn't had water in. He looks very malnourished. Yeah.
I'll give him some trail bread.
Yes, he devours it. And like Delphin, he almost takes your hand off.
Delphin kind of yells in surprise and shoves the guy back and jumps up and pulls out his knives and is just looking at him, the guy that he picked up.
Well, you hear Delphin scream like a little bitch.
What? I
didn't say scream.
I don't turn around. I say, what is it?
Look at his face! Look at his face!
Does the guy I'm helping look okay?
He looks fine.
Okay, I'm in that hall with the torch. Do I see what he's seeing?
You see he's in the other cell where he was helping the other guy, and you see a guy that he pushed on the ground. His face is all rotted and disgusting, and he has pus all over it. And he's going, help me!
Oh, boy. Sorry, bud. I'm out of healing spells.
Hang on. I can't cure disease yet.
Well, I could heal, but I don't have a cure disease.
And I don't have anything.
And he goes, ugh. Galvin and Delphin roll save versus breath weapon.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is going to suck. Oh, 17.
I need to roll over, right? No, I didn't make it.
I failed.
Okay. Those that failed, he sneezes on you.
Oh,
like
crap.
These big goobers of like snot and like skin. and blood just goes splattering across your face.
That's disgusting.
As you see Delphin just like dive and do this roll, tuck and roll, and he dodges like these little speckles in the air, and he's like doing the Matrix thing, and he gets up to his feet. Ha ha.
Oh my goodness. How many unidentified potions do we have?
5.
I can cure disease on one person this week and somebody else next week.
Is he still moving around, the guy that sneezed? Or
he's on his knees right now. You see there's blood coming out of his mouth.
Is there any blankets or anything around?
He's in obvious need. I will go in and say, let me try to ease your pain, friend, and I will try to cure disease on him.
You use your cure disease on him?
Yes.
Okay. You see he goes, and you see his face starts going back to normal, and he seems to be fine now. But then he passes out from the instantaneous shock of turning back to normal.
All right. I will lift him and carry him out into the other room.
Okay. You carry him out into the room where the table was, with the candle and everything, and you place him, I guess, in there?
Yeah, I'll kick some stuff out of the way and put my bedroll down for him to lay on.
He seems like he's fine. He's breathing healthy. He's fine now.
All right.
Ragnar's going to try to splash rum on whoever.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's clean up with alcohol. let me do it, because I'm immune to disease. I don't want anybody else to get ill.
Get it off! Get it off!
Alright, I take some rum and douse a cloth with it and start helping them clean off.
Alright, you seem to clean them off pretty well.
Alright, take a swig of this, lads.
Okay, I take a swig.
Mm, swish it around in your mouth. Kill any germs that are in there.
Snort some through your nose.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Listen to Dr. Lister.
I guess the other guy is okay. He's not pus and rotten face.
He didn't seem to be. No.
No, he looked just undernourished.
Okay.
Well, he's still up. Let's ask him what happened to that poor fellow.
Who are you asking?
The guy that's tried to eat my hand when I gave him some bread.
He's like, as he's eating it between bites, he's just like, Edward was experimenting on us.
Who is Edward?
Galvin knows.
Edward's the author of this book, The Madman, who was trying to destroy the Book of Sorrows.
I don't understand why someone of such evil intent would be trying to destroy this book.
Well, perhaps he wasn't evil when he started out.
He's made it there now.
And why would he continue to experiment?
Perhaps his mind had fled. Let's get this fellow out into the other room and
get
some more story out of him.
I'm bleeding.
I'm balding. In the face.
You see Galvin kind of...
Sorry, guys. I thought you'd have a little more time.
Galvin's holding up his hand, and you see there's blood on it, and you see a portion of his face has blood on it dripping down a little bit. God. And you see that Trask is holding clumps of his beard in his hand.
Oh!
Damn it.
Ragnar is going to stay far away from them. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, friends, remain here and rest. Let me. Perhaps if we talk to this fellow some more, we can see if there's a cure. Maybe this person who inflicted this on them has some way to reverse it.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to start looking at those unidentified potions to see if I can identify them with the book I have.
Okay.
A good plan.
So you
do you know this whatever he used to make this fellow sick, do you know if there was a cure?
He said it was some type of disease he was experiencing. He got it out of the Book of Sorrows.
Ah, cursed book.
Oh, was the cure also in the book?
I never actually saw it.
In the new book that I have, can I find... I'm going to have to stop trying to identify the potion skin. In the new book I have, does it identify what he was... what sort of poison he was using, or disease, or...
He seems to think that he found some type of concoction of a potion that he can make, and it was supposed to give it to someone and give him the ability to destroy the book, but it actually caused a disease in this man, and every time the man sneezed or touched the person, they contracted the disease too, so he locked them away in the cell until he could figure out what to do with them.
Okay, Trask, I think we need to cover our mouth. I'm going to take a strip of my robe and cut it and wrap it around my face so I don't sneeze on anybody.
Well, probably best that you guys stay, like, in the cells area, and the rest of us, well, at least everybody else, come out there. If you need anything brought back and forth, I'll volunteer to do that.
You're going to keep us in jail?
No, I'm not going to lock the doors. I just think we should segregate you from the other members of the party that are susceptible to disease.
We're being so quarantined. How often can we cure disease? Was that a spell or like
once a week?
I can do it once a week as a paladin ability. I think it's like a third level spell.
Yeah.
Crap.
So depending on where we are in the week, I mean, maybe I can do it tomorrow.
I mean, I have slow poison, but it's not going to help with disease.
Slow poison not really going to help right now.
Let's find this guy's lab. I think I'm going to have to go with you to find this lab because we're going to need to figure out.
I fear if we wait any longer that they may get even worse. So maybe we better head down there now.
All right. I think if he was writing about these people he locked in the cell, it's possible that they may survive. There may be a slower developing disease than we think.
Well, let's hope so. I'll check with the guy that was still conscious. Do you feel all right if we leave you alone? You lock yourself in this room until we come back. We must try to find a cure for our friends.
Well, like, how do we feel? Like, Galvin's bleeding and I'm losing hair. Are we like? Do we feel like we're gonna die? Do we feel okay?
You feel very sick. As if you were starting to come down with the flu. You know that feeling you get when you just start to get the flu feeling, and you know it?
But your hair doesn't usually fall.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still.
Well, let's hope you guys at least have some time. Like I said, I thought it would be a little slower impacting. We should cure the guy that was almost about to die, but...
You guys, all of a sudden you guys can hear, "Ah!" And then you hear something go thud in the other room. And it sounds like it sounds like Delphin screaming.
What is it, Delphin?
We rush in.
You rush into the other room, and you see Delphin huddling in the corner, and you all notice a bunch of cards on the ground that are very familiar to you guys.
Oh. I quickly check my pouch.
You notice they're missing from your pouch.
Ah, fool! This is the last thing we need.
My hands! What happened to my hands?
You see he's talking something about his hands as he's hiding them kind of under his... armpits type deal.
I pull them out and say, "What have you done, man?"
You see, he has lobster claws as hands.
Oh no! My God.
This is what your deck has wrought.
I take the cards and just throw them down the hall. I say, "You fool!
It's just cards.
Erroneous, give me strength."
You see that when you throw the cards down the hallway, one card is left in the room with an evil grinning face on it.
I stab it with my sword.
Okay, you stab it with your sword.
Well, crap.
So. Well, at least it's got natural weapons. I mean, I guess that's a plus side.
Are you in pain?
No.
Yes, my hands are gone.
Has anybody got any lobster crackers? Or...
Jeez. I have a little melted butter.
So, do you feel that you can accompany us, or would you rather remain here?
I don't know, Kenny. Stay with
this. I'm asking him.
Stay with in the confinement tank.
No, I'm not confining anybody. I'm just using it as a separated area. This is how you combat disease. Come on, people. Do you want to accompany us?
He looks at Corbin and he asks him if Corbin can cure it.
If I can,
St. Cuthbert give me my hands back?
St. Cuthbert has better things to do than to worry about someone who was so selfish as to think about their own interests in this hour of our greatest need.
You mean like you in the pen? Okay, I see how it is.
Nice.
Threw it in your face.
Slap in the face.
So I'm glad to see that the cards at least did not take the power of your tongue. If it did take the way the power of your thieving.
Fellows, we must wait, there are too many factors here that are driving us apart and causing us to be at each other's throats. This book is madness. We must finish our task and get it destroyed.
This is Sparta.
I agree. Perhaps the curse that has afflicted Delphin and the disease that's afflicted Trask and I we can solve this mystery with the destruction of this book.
Calvin, your eyebrow falls into your hand.
I stop talking immediately.
let's make for the lab.
Trask, your mustache and completely falls off your face.
Oh my
no.
God. Let's go destroy the book.
Just a thought, but let's keep two afflicted folks towards the back, and I will remain back with them. Just a thought, you know, so maybe we don't get everybody else sick. We'll bring Captain Crab here with us.
Captain Crab.
I'll leave some food and water with these two.
Delphin's going to stay with the two guys and take care of them while you're gone. He's too depressed to do anything.
Nigel, did you open up all the jail cells?
We opened up the ones with people in them.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
Did we see any other people?
No, I was just making sure because there were three cells that had people in them. I don't know if he went to all three.
Oh, I thought you said there were only two. No, I'll definitely let the other person out. Is he ill also, or?
You will go back to that when you go to that room, so.
Yeah, I will.
Let me
so
see.
I got a great joke for you guys.
What's that?
Two priests, two lepers, a paladin, and Dr. Zoidberg walk into a bar.
Okay. You see Delphin clawing up the cards from the ground and gathering them back up together, crying.
What are you doing, man?
What else does he have left in life?
He got remove curse. We
maybe one of the cards will remove curse.
Oh, I can no longer abide this, and I leave. I rock off to see if I can help that other guy.
You see that when you open the last cell on the right side, it's dark because Galvin's not there with the torch. So you just see a figure standing there, swaying back and forth.
Friend, can you hear me?
He doesn't say anything.
Galvin, may I have the torch?
Okay, I'll bring it in there.
What do we see?
You see a very disgusting sight. It's Paris Hilton. No. You see something that looks rotting and decaying, and it lifts up a hand, and it comes towards you.
Joan Rivers! Ah!
Well, I haven't unlocked the door yet. I was talking through the door. I stand back a bit, and I'm like...
All right, it's coming towards you. It's got
I thought he was in the jail cell.
It's coming towards you. It could still come towards you, though.
I understand that, and I back up a bit, and I say, can you understand me? Kid, can you hear me?
He reaches a bony, disgusting, rotted hand out, and he's...
All right, I leave him. There's obviously nothing we can do for him at this point.
They leave this undead foulness and let us go help the compatriots we can.
Absolutely. I will lock the other door as we leave so that if he manages to get out, he'll have to get through two doors. And then I think we should away.
Let's go into the basement.
And you still can go. You can go back the way you came down the long hallway. And there is a door that you passed right by to get to this open door, or you can go to your left, which led to another hallway.
I think we're agreed that we're heading back to the room with the trap door in it and going downstairs.
Yes.
So that's the plan, Vince.
You hear Delphin from the other room as you leave him. He goes, "Yes!"
Followed by probably no.
I don't even want to know. I just keep going.
I just got to finish this last thing off.
Oh.
Okay. You got anyone going to peer into the loud yes, then? Oh!
No, I'm leaving.
Wait. Delphin's been our companion, or at least my companion, for a long time.
He's locked in the room. He's safe.
You left him the cards, didn't you?
No, I threw them, and then he went and got them. If he is that intent on self harm, then I can do no more. I have done my best. I cannot be every man's keeper.
Anybody gonna look back or screw him? Just keep going.
I'm worried about him.
Okay, you hear, as you guys are walking down the hallway to go back to the trap door in the living room area, you hear a very kind of like a, "Hey guys, wait for me!"
Oh god, it's Mini Ash.
You turn around and Trask, eye level is now Delphin.
He's a keeper, Al.
Yeah.
That was his hands.
Does he still have claws?
No, he actually has regular hands again.
Oh, so now he's a halfling. Trask has got it looking real good.
Trask has nothing to say.
I think his teeth all fell out.
Oh, no.
I might sneeze in his face and get him sick.
This is terrible. It's like the party of freak shows or something.
I had to draw cards so I could fix myself so I could be your
Heronius, why have you forsaken me?
If I had any sense of humor left after being diseased, I'd suggest that Trask give him his giant bracelets.
Let's go beat down the bad guy and maybe the disease will go away.
Maybe.
This party is his own worst enemy.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's go.
Galvin, you seem like you have a Tic Tac in your mouth now.
Oh, serious?
Well, yeah. Teeth are falling out.
Keep moving. Let's keep trucking. It's not getting any better.
Yeah, let's go as fast as we can to that basement.
Okay. You rush to there. You flip open the trap door. I actually say you move the couch. You flip open the trap door. You run down the stairs, you flip open that little door, and run down the hallway blindly.
Well, no.
Okay.
We're going to the basement, not have to kill ourselves.
We're not stopping for anything else. We're just going that way.
Trask, Delphin, and we'll say Ragnar have a very easy time getting through that hallway. Everyone else has to crouch and crawl.
But at least now there's three people who are big enough to kind of man the front line.
I'm taking the very rear and praying, muttering to myself to St. Cuthbert to get the kind of mental strength to get through this because he's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
So how long does the hallway go for?
You keep going down for about 60 feet, 70 feet.
Does it branch out or anything?
It goes straight into a small room, which seems to be like a mad scientist type room. This might be the experimentation room you were looking for.
Turn that place upside down.
Bloxed?
In Trask. In Trask voice.
Blocks? Blocks?
And you see that you and Galvin are healed instantly.
Serious?
What?
Yep.
Was there some kind of like flash of light or something? Or?
Yeah, a flash of light. You see the two of them seem like they're back to normal.
My eyebrows back?
Yep, your eyebrows back.
My beard?
Your beard is back. Mustache is back. You kind of get the sense of the feeling that your scepter has helped you out. That you've been holding the whole time.
Huh.
And Lord Trask has saved the day.
It seems like that came into your mind because of the scepter, so.
Behold the power of Almighty King Trask.
I give Trask a hug.
I take my helm off and put my head in my hand and just shake it. All right, Galvin, you're the expert on this manner of thing. Is there anything here that can help us?
Okay, I'll examine the various implements that I see.
Okay. You notice there's a workbench with the various tools and like knives and forks and things like that. There is a couple of bottles of various potions boiling on a fire, like a candle fire. And
okay, that must mean somebody's not far. I wouldn't think they would leave a Bunsen burner going.
No, really.
They were gone.
Are there any exits or entrances besides the one we came from?
Not that you can see. You do see a operating table, which there's nothing on it, though.
While he's doing that, Delphin's going to poke around the room looking for, you know...
Cards.
They're in my pocket. You want some cards? I'll let you draw.
I'm good.
Okay. Poking around looking for maybe secret passages or, you know, hidden compartments or something.
D6.
That would be a 2.
Okay, you find what looks like to be an indentation in the wall about... Oh, well, for you, it would probably be eye height. Everyone else would be, like, crotch height.
Well, I'll bring it to their attention. I don't want to distract Galvin while he's trying to figure out what he's doing.
Does anything stand out from what I read in the... in Von Def's book?
No. You know he's experimenting down here. This is the main area he experimented in. You'd have to actually sit and read the book.
Are there ingredients in here for me to make healing potions?
Yes.
Well, at the very least, I can make us some healing potions. And I'll sit down and read.
Well, you
gotta
do one or the other.
Make this book.
One or the other. Either read or do potions. You can't do both.
Oh, I know, but until I guess it depends on what the party wants to do. But our main goal is to destroy the book, and so I'll continue to read.
There seems to be one other thing in this room. You notice a small pedestal which has a pentagram on it, which looks like it had various things he sacrificed on it, like maybe where he was trying to destroy the book.
Does this remind me of the pedestal that I saw back in my first adventure with Belnor?
Yes.
With the dart.
Yes.
Well, let's examine this indentation, see if it's not an opening for something.
It seems like Delphine. It seems like you have to push it for it to work.
Okay, I'm going to I want to check it for traps before we start opening it, though, and make sure there's no catches or anything.
It's basically a square as big as, we'll say, 4x4 in the wall that you find in it, which you roll 49? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't find any traps.
Okay. I will try to You're saying push. It seems like you push it in to open it.
Yeah, you push it. It's like an indentation, like a panel in the wall that you can push.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll push it.
Okay. You push it and you hear. And you the room the door way you came in is now closed, and you hear.
I hold my breath.
Do we see anything?
I'll rush to the door and see if I can open it.
It's a solid piece of stone in the way now.
Ragnar drinks a lot.
Everybody save versus poison.
17 again. Can we see like where the stuff is coming from?
It seems to be coming from out of the walls.
All of them, not like a specific
everywhere,
point?
Yeah.
Oh. Ragnar rolled a 3. I'm pretty sure that fails. Yeah,
yeah, pretty much fails.
I rolled an 11, so I just made it.
Wow. Trask?
17.
So I guess Ragnar's the only one that failed.
Why,
Ragnar, you pass out.
I rush over to him and cast slow poison.
Okay.
We have. I know one of the potions we have is a poison potion.
Does he seem to be okay? I mean, if it's just knockout poison, I mean.
He's breathing.
Pretty colors.
5, 4, 3. Roll again, everybody. As you still hear the hissing sound.
19.
Okay.
Can I, like, release? I mean, when I pull my hand off, does it not...
It stays indented into the wall. Anybody fail?
I did.
Trask?
I hit the number exactly. Does that still make it?
That's fine.
Okay.
Trask, you pass out.
I don't know what my save is.
You don't know what your save is?
I don't have my Dungeon Master's Guide open.
Don't you have a character sheet?
I do, but I didn't write all my saves on it.
I assume that those of us who already failed don't need to save again.
No. Saving throw for paladins.
Is it the same as fighter?
Looks like I missed it.
Nigel passes out.
And is this an invisible gas then?
It's a green mist. And it's filling up the room and keeps filling up the room. And the rest of you who don't that pass are now starting to choke on it because it's smoke.
So it's rising? Can we bend down below it?
Yes. You can get on the floor and you seem to be okay for the time being. You still are coughing, though.
Well, I'm going to try to look for a way or some kind of hidden catch to shut it off or some other way to get out of the room.
Yeah, can we find where it's coming from?
All the walls.
At this point now, you can't because the room is filled with smoke. Well, when the gas goes into the room, Crispy, to answer your question, it'll fall to the ground and then go up. Since you're crotch level. To answer your question. And then a few minutes later, you hear it, and the gas stops. And you see a door, like a panel open up in one of the walls, and you see an elderly man walking out. And he's like, and he goes, and the smoke goes away instantly. And he goes, okay, smoke.
Oh, you want to hit this stuff, son?
You're passed out. Paladin
is it
boy.
The guy from the painting?
Yes.
Oh, is there like a table or a desk or something I can hide behind?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Who's left standing?
I am, and I cast my command spell and say, Cuthbert commands you to freeze!
Yeah, it's not going to work on him, sorry. He just looks at you and says, is it okay? And who are you?
We are here with a sacred mission. And you, sir, are standing in our way.
Yeah, you forgot to say Simon Says! Hey, standing in your way, you seem to have come to my house and interrupted my work.
And exactly what were you working on?
He goes, trying to figure out a way to destroy that infernal book.
Yeah, we've seen your work making people sick, destroying lives.
He's like, I'm only following what's in the book.
What I'm only following orders.
He says the Book of Sorrows.
What book do we have?
I don't know. You don't have the book. Actually, Corbin has the book. You never got it back from him.
I know. Believe me, I know.
He goes, I didn't mean to hurt the people. I was just trying to figure out a way to better the land. He goes, I'm sick of this infernal, stupid moons on top of moons. He goes, I miss the sunlight and the daylight. I miss being able to go outside and run through the fields with the flowers and feel the wind against my face. And the nice warm sun on my cheeks.
I must admit that I am confused. This does not come easy for a cleric of St. Cuthbert to admit. But how can you have the Book of Sorrows when we have the Book of Sorrows?
Not those cheeks, Terry.
Maybe we have the second edition.
Second edition. The old man walks over and touches Nigel on the head. He touches Trask and Ragnar, and you all instantly wake up. And he tries to help you to your feet, but, you know, you guys probably are kind of like, who the hell is this?
What transpires here? Who is this?
Your friend will explain. And he heads over to the table and he starts looking at some potion they was working at on a candle.
This is Edward, the owner of this home, claims to have the Book of Sorrows.
Did those things to those poor people? I pull my sword and I say, Violet, what have you done?
He goes, I'd put that away if I were you.
What's everyone else doing?
Hold. Let's see what he's doing. I'd like to walk over there and watch him with his potion.
Okay. You don't see any that he's any evil or he has any aura. He's blank.
Is it just that I'm not seeing something, or would I be expect if somebody wasn't evil?
You don't know at this point. Your detect evil aura has been off since you got here, so.
What does he see if he looks at somebody he knows is good, like, I don't know.
I look at Corbin. I should know his aura because he's the same alignment as me.
He is, he's blank. Nothing shows up.
Hmm.
You see, he's mixing a potion, Galvin.
Do I recognize it from what I've read so far?
No. And he asks you, he goes, can you hand me that blue powder, since you were looking over his shoulder?
Okay, and what do you expect to accomplish with this potion?
He goes, I'm going to try and drop this onto the book, drip by drip, and see if it destroys it.
Okay, I pass him the blue stuff.
You see, he mashes it in a bowl and puts it in some liquid and puts it on the... swirls it around with some stick and he puts it on the candle thing. I should let that burn for about an hour.
What about those poor people back upstairs? One of them looks like he's undead. What about them?
Yeah, that one is undead. I can't explain that one.
This must stop. This madness is... This is not the way.
He goes, damn you fool, it's good for the land. The better of the many may outweigh the one, he says, and he slams his fist onto the table.
Listen. Perhaps we got off on the wrong foot, but I am still very confused. You say you have the Book of Sorrows.
Yes.
How did you get this book?
He goes over to the pedestal, and he pushes on a panel and he pulls out a leather-bound book, and it looks just like the book that you have.
Huh. How did this come into your possession?
He said I got it from Rupert.
This does not help to ease my confusion. We also have the same book. We also are on a mission to destroy it.
Yep.
We were hoping to find answers here. Instead, we only find more questions.
That is true. He goes, you have a book as well?
No one's gonna indeed the case.
Perhaps if we can put the two books together.
By our powers combined.
It's not He-Man.
It's a two-volume set.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Well, what's his Book of Sorrows look like?
Exactly like the one that Corbin is hiding in his pouch.
Can I examine your Book of Sorrows, since I'm the only one that's opened the rigid ours?
He looks you up and down with like kind of like a one-eye thing, and he hands it to you.
Okay, I'm not opening it yet, but, I mean, does the outside really, like, can I tell any difference?
If you're like, when you touch the book...
Oh, I've missed you.
Kind of like that, yeah.
A creepy smile just shining on my face.
Yes. As an eyebrow falls off. No, I'm kidding.
What?
All right. Well, if with that much temptation, I'm probably going to open the book now.
It looks just like the book that you had.
So how many of these things are there?
Unless someone's stopping, I'm going to continue to read through the book.
Okay.
I mean, is this like the BX set, you know, and you put both of them together to get the whole rule set or something? Or what's going on here?
And this looks like it's a good stopping point for this week.
Oh, man.
But I'm not tired, Mom.
As we're going to say goodnight
to
you.
I've got to do
You have been listening to the Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for the Quest for the Book of Sorrows.